ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। ॐ श्रीचिन्मयसद्गुरवे नमः। 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 ॐ श्रीचिन्मयसद्गुरवे नमः।
In the previous session, we saw the importance of understanding what is prayer. First of all, a prayer is not for begging, pleading, even though we ask for forgiveness. Kshamapanartham, for the sake of asking for forgiveness. In the Shiva Aparadha Kshamapana Stotram, Shankaracharya says, only mistake I have done for many lives is that I never remembered you. So, kshantavyo me aparadha shiva 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 bho sri mahadeva shambho. O Lord, please forgive me. Prayer also gives mental strength while it is making us able to offload, not download, offload. We keep downloading burdens actually, but offloading burden. Or offloading the load. Bhagavan, you take the load. Why should I take? See, we are all in a journey. Let us say you are going in a train or a bus or a car. Will you keep your luggage on your lap and drive or go or on your head. When the car is going, you keep the luggage in the car, not you carry it on your head. In the same way, when we know Bhagavan is making us get going with our life, give the burden to him. He is the vehicle and let him carry your load. But we are not able to do because we think we are responsible for the entire world. We are the general manager of this world. We think because of us only everything is happening. And you may be very surprised to find that when you let go, the world is better. It is run more efficiently. No one is indispensable in this world. So many people have come and gone, the world continues to run only. Nobody, because of no one, the world has ever stopped. And we, with our narrow vision, we think if I'm not there, things won't go. Things won't run the way it has been running. Yeah, it may not run the way it'll be better. And you'll be very disheartened to see that. My God, without me also everything going well. This is the exact problem with mother and the daughter. All serials are about that. Because one does not want to let go and thinks that she is responsible for everything. If that is not there, all serials will collapse. Anyway, let's not go there. It is the heat.
I know.
Quite a bit. So, offload. Down, not download. Get the load off your head or the shoulders. So, the prayer is to understand the glory of the Lord. And again, we saw that where does he stay and operate everything? Yet pratyagna within us Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. Bhagavan is sitting in the heart of everyone. And Bhagavad Gita also said very clearly, I am the closest witness of what you are doing. Antasakshi, I am the inner witness. Upadrashta anumantacha Bharta bhokta maheshwarah paramatmityudha udhafrutah paramatmiti chapyuktah dehesmin purushaparah. Asmin dehe, in this physical body, paraha purushah, the higher self, is paramatma. And where is he? Upadrashta. Upa means samipe. Drishta, the seer, sitting close within you and watching what you're doing. Scary, eh? Because you think that you're alone. You're never alone. Bhagavan is always watching. What are you doing? Not even watching what you're doing. What you're thinking also. That is very scary. If somebody knows what I'm thinking, is it not true that we will get scared of that person? If somebody says, I know what you're thinking. Do you know? Yes. Bhagavan says in Gita, I am the one who knows all that has been done by the human beings or living beings in general. I am the one who knows all what anybody has. Vedaham samadhitani vartamanani cha Arjuna bhavishyani cha bhutani mamtu vedana kashchana. I know what all have been done by everyone, what all they will do also. That is more scary. So, and then he smiles. I know what you're going to do. You know, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 11, and I'm handling in one of the sessions, Arjuna asked this question, do we win or they will win? In the beginning itself. One who thinks that he kills, one who thinks that he will be killed, he's a killer. No, both of them do not know. But he's asking is, what was the asking question? That is the answer Bhagavan gives, but what was the question raised by Arjuna? He asked this question that whether we will win or they will win. So Bhagavan shows to Arjun that already I have already killed Bhishma, Drona, Karna, everybody. I've done that. So what you need to do is just raise your hand and select, that's all, and then get the glory of killing everybody. So then it is interesting, somebody asked this question. So if Bhagavan has already done, then what are we to do here? If Lord has taken care of everything by himself, then what are we supposed to do? Is it not then everything is predestined? Everything is already done? What is our purushartha then? What is our self-effort? Is there self-effort at all then? It's a very interesting question. The answer to that is that even as Arjuna saw by his own eyes that Bhishma, Drona and all these Kaurava, Prabhudeva, everybody is dead and gone, he says that, I see that I'm very scared now. Bhagavan smiles and you will forget this. So when he actually is getting ready to attack them, he doesn't remember this. So Bhagavan says in 15th chapter, Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. You remember also by my grace, you forget also by my grace. Without that forgetfulness, if you don't forget, you will not do. It's good that we forget, huh? That is one thing. Second thing is, unless we engage in that action, it will not happen. In the sense, we are, in some way or the other, will be engaging in that action. Whether you like it or not. So, what you considered as a purusharta is Bhagavan's grace flowing through you to get things happen. And if you don't do it, Prakriti will push you to do that. See, let me ask you a question. Who wakes you up in the morning? Alarm. Is it? Or a dog? Which one wakes you up? See, even if you don't put the alarm, at some point of time you wake up, what wakes you up? What wakes you up is your prarabdha. Your own karma, which you need to accomplish for the day. Whether you wake up or not, you will be doing your work. Because Bhagavan Krishna says, Prakriti will get it done through you. Prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati. When you start analyzing Gita, you will understand the answers all over the place. You ask a question, you will find answers coming from different places. Let's get back here. Now, therefore, Bhagavan is sitting in our heart and getting things done. Pratyam janan tishtati. He is sitting in everybody's heart. And also, sankuchaha antakale samsritya vishwa bhuvanani gopaha. And he withdraws during the antakala, pranayakala. And then samsrijya, vishwaha samsrijya. And one who creates the entire universe and bhuvanani gopaha, one who protects what he creates. These are the glories of the Lord. All right. Now, one would ask this question. If he is sitting in the heart of everyone, what is his form? in what form he is in. So therefore, in the next verse, verse number 3, Vishvadascha Mukha, Vishvadascha Kshurada Vishvato Mukha, Vishvato Bahurada Vishvadaspat, Sabahupyam Damadi Sampadatrehi, Yava Bhumi Janayante Vayekaha, Vishvada Chakshurada Vikshato Mukaha, Vishvato Bahuruda Vishvadaspat, Sabahubhyam Damati Sampadatrehi, Yava Bhumi Janayante Vayekaha. Devaka, Devaha Ekaha, last two words. Sometimes we had to be like, you know, Islamic reading. From behind you start going. From the right to the left. Not left to right. Ekaha. Last word is Ekaha. One. Kaha Ekaha Devaha. Ekaha. The Devaha, that God is only one. Again and again that is pointed. Huh? First verse also, second verse also, third verse also. That Eka word continuously comes. Only to keep our mind attentive that there is only one. Ekaha api, even though he is only one, Vishvadas Chakshuhu Uta. Uta means indeed, also. Utaha api. Uta means api also. It's a declinable there. Vishvadas Chakshuhu. Vishvadas Chakshuhu. Universal eyes. Universal eyes means what? He is the one who has all the eyes as his eyes. He's watching us from all the eyes. It's very scary again. If somebody is looking at me, Bhagavan is looking at me. Huh? So think about it. Anything that you do, Bhagavan is already watching it. Anywhere you go. So there is a story about Kanakadas also. A great saint in Karnataka region, Kanakadas was there. Very young boy, as a young boy, he was always very, devout. And once his teacher was saying that, you know, I'm going to give an experiment to you, that I'm giving you one fruit to all of you, each one of you. Go to a place and eat where nobody is watching. So everybody went, and somebody went behind the tree, somebody went behind the stone, somebody went up a tree, somebody went to some other place, bush and all that. And everybody ate and came back. So Kanakadas came back with the fruit in the hand. So the teacher asked, all of them ate, why didn't you eat? He said, everywhere I went, and all others said, yeah, we went here, we went there, and then nobody was watching, we ate. So he said, wherever I went, I was watching. I was watching. Even when I close my eyes, mentally I am watching myself eating. So the Guru said, that is Bhagavan. You can never be away from him. So Vishvato Mukaha or Vishvadas Chakshuhu, one whose eyes are there in everything, everywhere. Vishvadas Chakshuhu Udaha Vishvato Mukaha. Mukaha means face also or mouth also. He is only eating through all of us. Anything, anybody whom you feed, it is Bhagavan who is taking it. Aham Bhokta Sarvatra. Bhagavan says in Gita, Bhokta Ramya Jnatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the Bhokta, I am the eater of all that you offer to anyone, to anywhere. So if you are offering to a dog or offering to a bird, offering to a person. That's why annadanam, mahadanam. Because when you give to people food, it is Bhagavan who is eating that. Our understanding should be, jo mujhe mil raha hai, wo bhi wahan Bhagavan se hi hai. What I am getting is also from him. To whom I am giving it is also to him only. So why should I take ownership? So Vishvato Mukaha, Vishvadas Chakshuhu, Vishvada Bahuhu. His hands are also everywhere. Because through everybody's hands, he is only doing things. Everything is done through his hands only. This universal vision is so unique to Vedanta. See, when we say Vasudha Eva Kutumbakam, what does it mean? It's a whole world is one family, irrespective of caste, color, creed, region, religion, language. None of these things actually from the highest standpoint make any meaning at all. The differences have no meaning. Differences are only, if you say color of the skin decides the person, then the color of skin has outermost. Open it, everybody is same. Gurudev will say, you are all, you know, beautifully packaged filth. One layer out, think about it. Is there any color? Why are we so stupid, so to say, differentiate people by the color of the skin? So Bhagavan says that I am working through all of them. Through all eyes I see, through all mouth I eat, with all hands I work. And Vishvataha Uta Path. Vishvatos Path. Indeed, all the feet are mine. Sarvadappani Patham Yad Sarvadokshishiro Mukham Sarvadashruti Malloke Sarvamavrutya Tishtati in Upanishad. Or you go to that Purusha Suktam, we all know. Sahasra Shirusha Purushaha Sahasraksha Sahasrapat Tabhumim Vishvato Vritva Atya Tishtata Shangulam Purusha Eva Idagam Sarvam Yad Bhutam Yachabhavyam. Whatever is in the past, whatever will be in the future, whatever is right now also. And Bahubhyan Sandhamati, with his hands means what? Bahubhyam, with his both hands. Many commentaries I have read on this point, there are three different commentaries which give different interpretations. There is one by Shankarananda. He says these two hands means dharma and adharma. Dharma adharma bhyam bahu bhyam sandhamati. Sandhamati he protects, he takes care by his two hands in the form of dharma and adharma. This is another one commentator who is Narayana Tirtha. He says it is karma and jnanam. Two things. Because jnanam vina karma, karma vina jnanam is incomplete. Action without knowledge is incomplete. Knowledge without action, definitely it is incomplete. You need both. One knows but doesn't do is incomplete. One does but without any knowledge. That is dangerous. And just because I wear a white coat, I cannot become a doctor. Without the knowledge, I do karma. I am going to do surgery. What? One patient came out of the operation theater running out. And his wife was waiting outside. What happened? So the nurse was telling, don't worry, you will be all right. This is the first time for you. Don't worry, be all right. You will do well. Yeah, telling you. No, to the doctor. I got scared and came out. So So, just because we wear a white coat, I cannot become a doctor. So, jnanam, then only your karma is possible. So, these two are karma and jnana. One more commentary says that it is bahubhyam, it is manushya and manushyas also, they have got two hands. Through the hands of the human beings, he does everything. Because karma ke liye kar hona chahiye. Any action does not mean karma, does not mean activity. I mean action. Action and activity, one should remember difference. Breathing is an activity, which you do unconsciously also. Right? Are you all breathing? No? Yes or no? Are you doing consciously or unconsciously? So unconsciously it is going on. That is also an activity. But when you consciously think and plan and execute with keeping in the mind a result, that is karma. And that only human beings can do. Human beings who have the hands, that's why bahubhyan sandamati. The hands, which is meant for only. Because why it is so? Because the next one is a sampadatraihi. Padatraihi means all those who have wings. So the other living beings, which are flying, etc., and others who are the four-legged ones, they cannot do any karma. But action is done only by human beings. Padatraihi. Dhyava Bhumi. Dhyava means heaven. Bhumi, hell, I mean, and the earth. Dhyava Bhumi, the heaven and the earth, Janayan Devaha. It creates. In the entire creation is done by the Lord. Ekaha Devaha. Who is what? Vishvato Mukaha, Vishvatas Chakshuhu, Vishvatas Padaha. Vishvatah Bahu. So to say that he alone is one who is operating through everyone by seeing everything with his own eyes, by eating through or speaking through every mouth, and hearing through every ears, and doing through every action. So when we realize that, we have a great appreciation of the Lord engaging in the world through everyone. See, when I am doing an action, any action for that matter, when I alone am responsible for that action, is more predictable. Correct or not? See, if I am walking from this room to the other room, so do I need to worry about it? No, not. If I am being carried by four people, I'm just giving an example. I have to pray. Why? I don't know. One fellow will go fast, one fellow will go, then I will fall down. Say, if you are walking on the road, you have no problem. When you're driving, you have to be a little more careful because there are others. Right? And then car also. Car has to be properly tuned to go on the road. And then others who are driving in the, they, I pray that they are also properly driving. If I'm standing in one place, there's no problem. So anywhere more than me is involved, and the predictability is less and less. So in this world, any action you do where more things are involved, more prayer you should do. Especially when I eat, that's what I do. I ask how many people have cooked. To that extent, I pray. I'm not sure what is going to happen to me. So more people involved, more prayer. That's what when we pray, what do we do? Sarve bhavantu sukhinah. Because I don't know who are all going to be involved in this. Sarve santu niramay. Sarve means every. So the prayer is necessary when we know that things are unpredictable. And every action requires many, many different various aspects that is involved here. Continuing here. Yo devanam prabhavaschodbhavascha.
Yo devanam prabhavaschodbhavascha.
Vishwadipo rudro maharshihi.
Vishwadipo rudro maharshihi.
Hiranyagarbham janayama sapurvam.
Hiranyagarbham janayama sapurvam.
Sano bhaguta shubhaya shubhaya samyunaktu. Yo devanam prabhavaschodbhavascha vishwadipo rudro maharshihi hiranyagarbham janayamasa purvam sano buddhya shubhaya samyunaktu. Yo devanam prabhavaha prabhavaha udbhavaha, the source and the very creator of all the devatas. Yo devanam udbhavaha prabhavascha. The difference between prabhava and udbhava is, prabhava is the origin which may not be creating anything. Potentially is there. Potentiality is there. And then when it starts creating, it becomes udbhava. So here, even if you take a seed, until it is ready to germinate, it is potentially there. That is the called as prabhava, possibility of expression. Then when it is given the condition to express, that become utpatti, udbhavaha. So yo devanam prabhavaschodbhavascha vishwa adipaha. Vishwasya adim adipalayati idi vishwadipa. One who is the complete supervisor and controller of the entire universe. Universe does not mean only earth. Vishwa means everything in the creation, the whole cosmos. We only are worried about the little earth that we live in. But Bhagavan is the whole cosmos. We do not know how vast it is. We have even seen only maybe 1 trillionth of a portion of it. Not even that, probably. 0.0001 trillionth of the creation. Perhaps we do not know how much is already there. So, Vishwadaha, Vishwa Adipaha, Rudraha, Maharshihi, Mahanscha Asau, Rishayascha, Mahan Rishihi, Rishischa. He is the Mahan Rishihi, meaning one who is the greatest seer. Rishi means one who sees. One who sees means what? Not through the eyes. One through knows by the mind. One who has the vision. Rishihi. And how did he create this universe? Mahiranyagarbham janayamasa purvam. Purvam. Srishtehe prag. Srishtehe prag means before the creation. He created a creator. Hiranyagarbha he is called, or Brahma. Brahma the creator. So the Brahma the creator was first created. Is called also Swayambhu. One who is self-created. Self-created means he doesn't know who created it. See, we all know who created us, meaning father, mother, etc. He did not know. So when he first got manifested in Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful portion where when Brahma got to manifest and there was no creation in front of him. Nothing called front or back, left or right, up or down. Think about it. You're right in the suspended in the middle. Middle also has no meaning, but it's suspended somewhere. No, you look around, nothing is there. So his only question in his mind was, who am I? Because there is nothing else to ask. Who is this? What is that? There is nothing. There is only I. The awareness of I is there. Then who is this I? Who am I? That is the only question he had. The next question is, what am I? What am I supposed to be doing here? So then there was the message from the Lord. You are my creation and your work is to create. That is the only thing you need to do. And you have the power to create also. So Hiranyagarbham Janayamasa Purvam. So he started to create this. He created this Hiranyagarbha. Now Vedanta says Hiranyagarbha is what? Samashti tu sukshma sharira abhimani chaitanyam. Consciousness associated with the total mind and intellect. Mana, buddhi, ahankara, chittam, all the four. The one who is the total mind. Total mind is what? Total possible manifestation of vasanas. So if you go deep, come here for listening to the lecture, that is because of your vasanas or your samskara. Well, let's call it a samskara. Why vasanas? Positive is called samskara, negative is vasana. That is. So you have come here to listen something, to enhance your knowledge. Or maybe sympathy for me, whatever be it. Let it be, whatever. So, anyway, Swamiji has come. Somebody has to be there. So here, the intent with which you have come here manifested through your mind and then through mind into action. The thought is there, I want to go as a vasana or the samskar. Then that manifested as a thought, first that intent, then became a thought became an action. So total mind is what? Total collection of all vasanas. And it, when it manifests, that is the world. The world is nothing but the manifestation of the total mind. See, if you take this building, a building was not there, only a ground was there before. And so a collection of people have decided, let there be a building. Right? Bahusyam praja ye ye di sadabhotapyada, like that. Let there be building. So then the engineers came and then looked at the place and then the architect came and they put a blueprint of that and then worked on the contractors and then this, that. Slowly it unfolded to become a building. So the building cannot be coming on its own. It should have been a thought by somebody's mind. A person or collection of people. So if this very building itself possibly a manifestation of some set of people's thoughts, what about the world? It is also manifestation of thoughts. So that one, from where the thoughts, total mind, the whole creation came, is Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbham Janayamasa Purvam Saha Naha Buddhya Shubhaya Buddhya Samyunak. So that Hiranyagarbha who is created, let that Hiranyagarbha, the first creator, may he endow me with the purest of the thoughts. That's why he says here, Shubhaya Buddhya Samyunaktu. Yunaktu, Samyojayatu. May he unite me with that total mind. Then they can understand what this total creation is all about. How this whole manifestation has come into being. So in our Vedanta, what we say, Indriyebhya Parahyartaha Upanishad. Indriyebhya Parahyartaha Ardebhyascha Paramanaha Manasista Parabuddhihi Uddehe. What is Buddhehe Param? Mahan. Mahada Param Avyaktam. Avyaktat Purusha Paraha. Purushanna Param Kinchit Sa Kashta Sa Paragatihi. Mahan word is used. Mahat. Mahata Param Avyakta. Avyakta is the power called Prakriti, which is a Maya. And before Maya, or after the Maya is created, as the power of the Lord of the Maya, first creation is Mahat. From Mahat only individual. Mahat is here means Hiranyagarbha. So our mind should connect to Hiranyagarbha. Then only we understand behind the Hiranyagarbha is the Lord's power called Maya. Mahata Param Avyaktam Avyaktat Purushapara. Purushana Param Kinchit. Beyond that, there is nobody. Sakashta Saparagati. Buddheratma Mahan Paraha Mahata Paramavyaktam. That is how it is said in Kathopanishad. So, this way, may I slowly recognize the whole manifestation of this universe has come from Hiranyagarbha, who was first created by the Lord Himself as a total mind. Continuing here, this is from Rudra. Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Gora Papakashini.
Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Gora Papakashini.
Tayanas Tanu Vashantamaya. Girishanta Pichakashihi. Yamishum Girishanta Haste. Viparshastave. Shivam Giritratam. Guru Mahigam Si Purusham Jagat. So when we chant Rudram, this portion is very interesting. Yate Rudra Shiva Tanura Gora Papakashini Tayanas Tanuvashantamaya Girishanta Vijagashihi Yavishum Girishanta Haste Vibhashyasave Shivam Giritratam Kurumahigamsi Purusham Jagat. Very interesting part. Here what he says is, Hey Rudra, Shiva's manifestation, Hey Rudra, you are having a form which is very auspicious. Shiva Tanu. Shiva means a form of auspiciousness. Shiva is a form of auspiciousness here. Hey Rudra, you are the auspicious form of Shiva only. And you are Agoraha. Gora means terrible. Agora. Agora means, do we have Agora Hill somewhere?
No,
but that is, I do not know whether they mean by that. Agora means you are not Gora. Gora means terrible. Even though many people think that form of Shiva is very terrible, but actually you are not. Agoraha, Agoraha, Apapakashini. Papakashini means one which is sinful, Apapakashini. You are making me free of all sins. Ya Tanuhu, that form of yours is Shiva. Your form is very auspicious. Hey Rudra. Yate Shiva Tanuhu. Yate Tanuhu Shiva. Meaning your form is auspicious. Hey Rudra. Te Tanuhu Shiva. Your form is indeed. And Apapakashini Agora. It is not terrible. And you are a remover of all the sins. तया शंतमया तनुवा विद्युआर शंतमया तनुवा शांतमया तनुवा. इन अदर वर्ड्स शंतमया मीन्स वन हू हैज द मोस्ट ब्लिसफुल नेचर. सो शंत हियर टू बी अंडरस्टूड एज शिवः शंत वेरी वेरी वर्ड मीन्स शम. इट कम्स फ्रॉम द वर्ड शम. The Bija Mantra for Bhagavan Shiva is Sham. Sham Karoti Shankaraha. Sham Karoti. Sham means quiet. Samanam. If you look at Bhagavan Shiva, the mind should become quiet. Why? Because he is the very manifestation of the quiet mind. He is sitting in... See, look at him. Quiet. He's always in his own abidance. If you disturb him, you'll open the third eye. Otherwise, he's quiet, peacefully sitting. In our ashram also, we have Shiva alone. Even in Jagadishwara in Bombay, he's mostly alone, quiet. And he's in deep meditation. And that nature of the Bhagavan at that state is called Sham. So, when you are able to meditate on him, he makes sure that your mind also quiet. Therefore, sam karoti shankara. So, shantanu, meaning one who has whole form is quietude. So, therefore, shantanu bahasarvar, here he says, yam ishu, sorry, kirishanta. So, next was wrote, yeah, like second line, yeah. तया शंतनुवा शंतमया तनुवा विथ युअर पीसफुल फॉर्म तया नह टू अस ए गिरिशंत वन हू इज रिमेनिंग इन द गिरी गिरे स्थित्वा सुखम तनोति इति गिरिशंत वन हू इज अबोर्ड इज द गिरी विच इज कैलासगिरी. Right? That is where he said to be residing and very safely in Tibet. If it had been India, they would have made a temple out of it. Mm-hmm. And he's by alone by himself. There's no big celebration, this and that, nothing is there. He's all by himself, quietly. Had it been India, then they would have made a road for it and then helicopter landing on him and all that. Nothing. Nobody can even climb that place. Nobody can climb Kailashagiri. Not allowed. It's good that nobody is allowed. And in fact, nobody can do it also. That is a different thing. But at least, you know, whatever be the local government, they made a policy. Nobody can climb that hill. It's not allowed. You can go around it. You cannot climb that. So, Girishanta. Abhichakashihi, may your gaze be upon me. Tayanastanu vashantamaya girishanta abhichakashihi, may your gaze, abhichakashihi, may your gaze be always upon me. But this Lord is in the form of a hunter. He's a kirata. Kirataha means one who is in the form. The entire Rudra you will find, he is always having a bow and arrow in his hand. Protecting. So he says, Ya Ishum, whatever be the arrow that you have, E Girishanta, same, one who remains in the Giri, hey Girishanta, Yam Ishum, whatever be the arrow that you have, Haste, in your own hand. Whatever arrows that you have in your, which you are holding, Pibarshi, whatever the arrow that you are holding, Astave, as means to throw, Astave, for the sake of releasing it against all those people who are sinful, who are not walking the right path, Astave, Shivam Giritra, oh, the auspicious one, Shivam Ishum, that should be understood as your auspicious arrow that is ready to be, which you are having in your hand, ready to be launched. That one, He Giritra, Girim Tradi Idi Giritra, one who protects all the mountains. That's why in India you will find most of the mountains are either Shiva or you will find or Devi. Especially in the north, if you see, they have most of the mountains are occupied by either Durga or Kali or Shiva. And the down south, you will find Subramanya also. And there is again Shivaganas only. One of he is the leader of the Shivaganas. So here, he the one who is protecting all the Giris. Giritra, Tam, Shivam, Ishum. That very arrow that you have got in your hand, ready to be launched against those people who are sinful. Ma Higamsi. Don't destroy whom? Ma Kuru Higamsi Purusham. Don't you use it against people who are pious and also the world. Jagat. So, Shivam Giritratam Kuru Ma. Ma Kuru. Do not do. Himsi Ma Kuru. Don't you hurt Purusham Jagat. Purusham, people who are pious. People and also Jagat. The world in general, do not, because he is the destroyer, dissolver. By his mental wish, he will destroy the whole thing. He dissolves the things by his very wish. Of course, creation is also out of wish. So dissolution is also out of wish. So please don't do it. That is kind of a prayer that he is offering to the Lord, saying that please do not engage in the terrible form of yours. You are already looking very peaceful. Therefore, even though you have the hands that has the weapons ready to be launched, but don't use that, please. Somebody is holding the gun in the, folders, standing in front of it. Please don't use it. So, interestingly, all our gods have got enough weapons in their hand. Correct. So that is one way of making sure that people are alert. If we do anything, the weapon will come out. Only person who doesn't have weapon is Krishna.
Yeah.
Right? Krishna is only having flute in his hand, not any weapon. Because I don't want to tell you why. You should know it. He is standing with his girlfriend only. Radha ke sath. Why should he use the weapon? He's with his wife, of course he has. Rama also has got bow and arrow. Shiva has got strichul. Vishnu has got chakram. And Hanumanji doesn't have, see that? Even the gada may be that. And because Brahmachari, so it doesn't mean. Please take it in the right sense. I'm just joking. Because he has to protect himself. Tada param Brahma param Brihantam.
Brahma param Brihantam.
Yatanikayam sarva bhuteshu gudam. Vishwasyaikam pariveshtitaram.
Vishwasyaikam pariveshtitaram.
Isham tam yatva mrita bhavanti.
Isham tam yatva mrita bhavanti.
Tatap param brahma param brahantam. Yatanikayam sarva bhuteshu gudam. Vishwasyaikam pariveshtitaram. Isham tam yatva mrita bhavanti. Again, here, interesting thing is, tataha thereafter, param brahma, tata param, greater than this manifestation of the Lord as a controller, what is that which is greater than him? There can be nothing greater than him, obviously. But his own real nature is Brahman. So Brahma Param Tada Param. The Supreme Brahman alone, he is higher than him. And higher is not something external. Higher than him is his own original nature. Similarly, in us as a jiva, higher than our jivatva is Ishwaratva. Than the Ishwaratva is Brahman. So worship of God is to recognize that jivatva is limited, Ishwaratva is unlimited. And in the Ishwaratva unlimited also, Upadhi Sahita Brahman is Ishwaraha. Maya Upahita. Maya Upahita Chaitanyam Ishwaraha. Avidya Upahita Chaitanyam Jivaha. Jiva has Maya, I mean, Vavidya as the control. Ishwaraha has, Maya is under his control. The Ishwara Param, Brahma only. That means that one Ishwaraha who has Maya as his power, when he is not employing that Maya as a power, is Brahman. So that's why anybody who is sleeping is divine. The Rakshasa when he wakes up, right? Everybody when he's sleeping is so peaceful. But the devil in that person comes only when the mind is woken up. Similarly, Brahman and with the Maya it becomes Ishwaraha, and the Maya in the individual becomes Avidya, then it becomes a Jiva. Anyway, so Tata Param Brahma Param Brihantam. Brihantam, all pervading. Infinite it is. Brihantam. Yatha Nikayam. And how does he manifest itself, the Brahman? Yatanikayam sarvabhudeshu. According to the body of the individual being, in every being that Brahman is expressing as consciousness, gudam, hidden. Oh, he's hidden because he's afraid. No. Hidden because... hidden in the form of a nama rupatmakam. It is no nama and rupa. So anything that has name or no form, no name, no taste, no smell, no touch, how will you know it? It becomes gudam only. Gukhyam. Is it not true? When something which cannot be known by the senses, even though it is there, you will not be able to recognize its presence. Not that he is afraid, but he doesn't have any of the characteristics which can be seen by the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin. Even with the mind you cannot understand or the buddhi cannot comprehend, that is why it is gudam. Gukhya, gukhyataram. Not that he is afraid of anything. Gudam, because it is the anutaram, subtlemost. Vishvasya ekam pariveshtitaram. Vishvasya Pariveshtitaram is the one who is completely enveloping the entire universe. Veshti means around. So that's why in South India, you know, when they wear dhoti, is called Veshti. Mm-hmm. Making, covering up. That's called Veshti. So the covering the entire universe. Pariveshtitaram Vishvasya Pariveshtitaram Ekam Tam Yatva Isham Yatva. Knowing that Ishwaraha Amrita Bhavanti. One, those people who know it this way, that he is Sarva Bhudeshu Kudam Midignyatva. Tataparam Brahma Param Yata Nikayam Brihantam Sarva Bhudeshu Kudam and Vishwasya Ekam Pariveshtitaram Idignyatva Amrita. One will obtain, those people will obtain the immortal nature moment they come to know that Bhagavan sabke paas hai, andar baithe hua hai, good hai, hidden. Hidden as the very being, is the very source of their own existence. that way one comes to recognize, realize, and also not only everyone, it includes me also. It includes one's own being. So the Lord is sitting in my own heart, one who is eternal. Therefore, what dies is not me. That knowledge, when it comes, then one really becomes free of all mental agitations. Our agitations are because of our clinging on to changes. And changes are unavoidable. Whether the bodily changes, mentally changes are happening. So changes are unavoidable, but I don't. I am the Guda Paramatma. Guda means good. Else that is not me. They are all subject to death. That is not me. When one comes to realize that, there is such a relief. Is it not? Look at the change, but not affected by it. Accept it. Unavoidable changes will be there. Accept that. So then such a person recognizes the nature of immortality. Amrita Amamanti. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Makaschit Dukkha Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti, Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah, Hari Om. Any questions anybody has? Yes.
I heard something, Swami. I heard on the YouTube today that next step after the Ramamurti, the Ramlala Pramtishtha is to teach Shastra. And teach young people to use Shastra. I heard that. So I don't
Shastra.
Know. Shastra. Shastra and Shastra both will be.
Where in the temple?
Into education. Public school.
Oh.
That's what That's I good. Heard. So it was a little bit disturbing, but then, you know, it works.
I don't know.
So you said, Arjun, he asked the question. And all the things that are done through the God, up through us, unto eternity. The question comes sometimes bad things happen around us. So, what does that mean?
See, bad things happen, no doubt. From our understanding, it seems to be something which is bad. Because it is unavoidable, certain things have to be, for temporary reasons, there would be some of the things which are unbearable to us. So, but from the higher standpoint, that is also have a reason. That also has a reason. I'll tell you why. Bhagavan says in Gita that, or not in Gita, some in Bhagavatam. So, if, like, for example, Kamsa, you know the story, right? Of Kamsa killing all the seven of them he kills. So, then somebody asks, Krishna, you could have born as the first one and would have taken care of that. Why you allowed him to kill all other kids before you came? We could have come before itself. For which he says, I cannot punish him unless he commits a sin. So I allowed him to commit the sin. And then I take care of it. So sometimes when you look at it, the atrocities that are going on are accumulated sins for which the result will be much more stronger. When we look at it from that angle, that individual or the group of people who are accumulating that karma, to make them do it. Make them do it means allow them to do it is only to finally punish them for what they have done. That needs to become correct justice. Without he or she doing the wrong thing, how will punishment can be given? Allow them to do it and then kill it. It is like allowing the weeds to grow and then pluck it up. So in that way we should think. Like, you know, if you are, sometimes, you know, some growth has to take place for us to really cut it off. The cataract, for example, before you cataract starts, you don't do the surgery. The cataract has to grow. After some growth only, you remove it.
You mentioned about Brahma being created by the to create. Then, so just to understand, then Vishnu and Mahesh, how does all this?
So, in the Vishnu Purana or in the Vaishnava tradition, Vishnu is the Brahman. And Brahma is created by him from his navel. You know, might have seen Ananta Shayana or the lying down form of Vishnu. And from his navel, the Brahma in the lotus is sitting there. That is to show Brahman, from him alone, Brahma had appeared that way. And so according to Vishnu Purana, so Brahman is Vishnu. And Brahma was created by him and Shiva was next to him, standing next to him. You will see that in the Ananda Shayana, Shiva is also sitting there next to him. But even Shiva Purana, then Shiva becomes a Brahman. And he creates the Brahma, the creator. So in Puranas, one deity is taken as a Brahman and the rest of them are a manifestation of him. If you take Ganesha as the main deity, then all others are, or Devi Bhagavad, you take Devi is the Brahma Swarupa, and everybody else is created. Even Shiva, Vishnu, Maheshwar are considered as our creation. If you look at Devi Bhagavad. So, it is depends upon which particular deity is considered as prominent in that particular Purana. Adi Shakti, correct.
Question. So yesterday we were talking about prayer and different forms of prayer. So I didn't ask the question. I wish we had a question answered to you. But the question I had from yesterday was, are there any forms of prayers that are better than others? Is one form better than other? Will all the prayers or the methods of prayer that you use lead you to the same place, to the supreme realization?
So there are two aspects to the prayer. One is that what makes you connect to the Lord. So that's why you can choose your form of God and choose that prayer connected to that God. That will make you have a greater affinity or connection towards the particular form of God. So this is one aspect of it. That is how you connect your mind to that particular form of God. Let us say if I have Shiva form in front of me, then Om Namah Shivaya is the mantra japa which I use for me to connect to the Lord. If I have Krishna in front of me, then Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Krishnaya Saranam Mama. So like that. So that is one way of connecting your mind to the form of God that you are worshipping. The second aspect is the innermost. So as I said, prayer removes the burden on your head by asking for forgiveness and allow the Lord to take over. So that for that, you need to establish the connection. You know, you cannot give your responsibility to someone who don't know. Mm-hmm. Right? So you establish the connection and the prayer is to, oh Lord, I have done what I need to do. Beyond that, it is you. Let you take over from here onward. See, for that matter, if you look at ourselves, most of the things that are happening to us are not done by us. When we eat the food, who digests? Digestion is taking place on its own, right? We are not doing anything about it. As I said, breathing, that is happening on its own. Our body is growing, that is happening on its own. Nails are growing, that is happening. Hair is not growing, that is also happening. So everything is happening. You are just looking at it. What is that you are doing? So where you are not doing, Bhagavan is doing already. We are not growing the tree. The tree is growing. The moment you put the seed and water the thing, it starts growing. What is our role? Making sure that it is given proper fertilizer or water, sunlight, earth of the fertility of the earth, and other things are all created by Lord, and He is doing it. And then we take the fruit and eat. So, it's already, He is taking care of the whole thing. Our role is very, very minimal. When we realize that, then we say, okay, Bhagavan, I have done my part of it. Now you take over. The prayer is to accept the Lord's role in this. Only. Thank you, Hariyam.